One of the most important issues in Judaism in general is that the Torah, that means the wisdom that God gave us at Mount Sinai and so on, to the Jewish people to be shared with whole humanity, is not just a book of stories. It's not just that this guy went this way, this guy went the other way, the wife of this one was abducted and this one. No. Rather, it's a book of teachings, lessons. And this is what it means that the Torah is Torah's Chaim. It's a Torah of life because it gives lessons for life. And it's a eternal Torah. That means that it applies in every single place, in every single time. Sometimes the lesson is very clear and very simple. Sometimes a little bit more difficult. Sometimes some sages extract certain lessons, and sometimes they extract other lessons because it depends on the lenses, so to speak, with which a person actually understands and grasps the Torah. But the point is that the Torah, it's a book of lessons. Now, in addition to this, let's go to the next level. The Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, he was the founder of the Chabad movement. He taught that we have to live with the Torah reading of that particular week. And not just the Torah reading of a particular week, rather the Torah reading of a particular day. Because the custom in Chabad is to learn to divide the Torah of a particular week in seven parts and to learn each day one part. And this week we have a very interesting parsha with many, many different ideas and different lessons and so on. And this particular day, we have a very special lesson. The parsha is called Be'aloischa, when you actually light up. That's the title of the parsha. And today is Tuesday, we have a very interesting story, which is called Pesach Sheini, the second Pesach. What does it mean, second Passover? It's just one Passover, etc. No. Rather, the Torah says, very briefly the story is, there were a few bunch of people that were impure to do actually and to participate of the Korban Pesach, the sacrifice of Passover that was ready to be done and so on. They were impure. They could not participate. And therefore, they approached Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, and asked him, why were we left out? We want to participate also. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, I understand the question, I just don't know the answer, so let me ask God. And God answered, if a person was impure in the particular moment that the Pesach, the offering of Passover had to be brought, then he can wait, or she can wait a whole month and bring the Passover offering a month later. The particular date where the original Korban Pesach, offering of Passover, had to be brought down in the temple was Yudalet Nisan, the 14th of the month of Nisan. But 1 month later, the 14th of the month of Iyar, you could bring the Passover offering when you purified yourself and so on. This story, even though chronologically speaking, today is not the 14th of Iyar. Rather, today is a different day, whatever day is, when you're looking at this. But the point is that the reading of the Torah is, of this particular day, is this story. This shows us also that the stories not necessarily had to be applied in that particular time. Rather, the lessons apply everywhere and every time. What's the lesson of Pesach Sheini? What's the teaching, eternal teaching, of the second Passover? And the idea is that there are always new opportunities. Never think that everything is lost. That's it. You cannot go back to your situation. You're done. You're out. No way. Even if a person was impure, even if this impurity came because of a mistake of the person, even if it was on purpose, not a mistake, you did it on purpose and you were impure on purpose. And you cannot participate in the proper way on purpose. And now you regret. If you regret, God is going to give you another opportunity. And this lesson applies to every single human being in the face of the earth, every single situation, in every single moment of life. God always gives us second and third and fourth and so on opportunities. And the proof of this, it's a very simple proof. The fact that you are alive, that means that God still is expecting something from you and is giving you the opportunity of actually waking up this particular day and is, quote unquote, so to speak, sitting, waiting for you to actually take control of your life, do tshuva, repent, and move on with your life.